Greetings, dear ladies. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner, he steps away. It is February. And in these energies that you have created and scheduled, you have a month which celebrates love. Now, it celebrates love in many, many ways. Love for the family, the love for each other, the romantic love, the love you would have for your children. You sometimes will give Valentines to everyone just to say, this is the time for love. Whereas it's celebrated on a single day, most of the ladies like to extend it. After all, women are so much more a part of the love energy. And so this we will call the love month. And so many of you will agree. So what would a channel be about in the love month? Jesus, it was all going to be about love. Yes, but perhaps in just a little different way. Dear ones, I want to make this the love month from the universe to you. And how shall I begin? We see you, all of you. Were you aware of that? That you have an entourage around you that comes from your soul, that comes in with you at birth, and it's always there. And it doesn't need a love month, because one of the things that it features is the love for you from the creative source. And it's always there, and it stands by all the time. Always ready, you might say, with Valentine's, no matter what month it is for you. Whereas you would have a love month, we have a love century, a love 10,000 years, a love 26,000 years. We never stop loving you. There's no scheduled time when we decide to do it a little more than another time. There's no scheduled time when we say we'd like you to know more about it than another time. It's always there. It's always 100%. That's what we want you to know. There's more. Why would we love you the way we do? Human being, woman. And it goes like this. Right now on this planet, you are experiencing so much that you didn't expect. Right now on this planet, you're going through things that perhaps you never thought you would. And there are often difficulties, and there are processes within your own mind and brain that are disturbing you, because sometimes you get fearful and other times you want more understanding. But the one I wanted to tell you about, and the one that is most precious to us, goes back at the wind of birth. Now this is the area, if you want to call it that, of timing for you and your soul, where you choose to come in to your mother's womb. And we call this the wind of birth. And the wind is a metaphor. It blows strongly in so many different directions, but you all get into that wind in a certain way, in a metaphoric way, as we see it. And you end up then, as a life form, developing in your mother's womb. And this is no surprise, and that's what we want to tell you about. You see, a lot of planning went into that. On this side of the veil where I am, someday we will show you what that planning session looks like. And it's nothing like you can imagine. It's not a committee. It's not where you sit there with pen and paper and have all of the options. It's almost automatic. That on this side of the veil, you look around and you say, when I go back, this is the way it will be. And based upon your past lives and your wisdom, that's almost infinite. You start outlining and outlining who you will be and what you will be, where you will be, and what family to return to. And quite often, you do return to a family so you can keep up what you started. So often, you decide to be the same gender, but this time, there was no option. You were a woman because of what had to be learned, accomplished, started. But at the same time, there were the potentials that all of you knew. And the potentials were you're going to go down onto this planet and you're born before any of the shift, perhaps, and you don't know what it's going to create. You don't know if there's even going to be one and whether or not the harmonic convergence would happen for you, or perhaps you're here after it. It doesn't matter. There was no givens that you wouldn't have a war. Did you look at the scriptures lately? Most of them said you would have a war. And so that was what was projected, dear ones. That was in the field for you. You could have said, well, I don't think I'll risk that. I would like to come for a planet that's going to graduate into joy and light and all those things. But that's not what you did. You looked around and you saw all of the potentials, dear ones. The potential of a nuclear war. It could have happened. The potentials of moving into the shift, and it would be different than you thought. When you're on my side of the veil, dear ones, time does not exist, and all those potentials come and go and come and go, and you saw them all. It's almost like the soldier who looks in front of him and sees the front line and sees his friends falling. He sees the chances of getting to the other side or doing his job. And he looks around, and in he goes. That's the kind of courage that I see in the women that I'm talking to now. In you came. I could say this for almost all of those who come at this time and who made the decision, some of them knowing they would not even survive the virus, and they came anyway. There is no greater love than that we have for you at this time for those kinds of decisions that would put you here right now, learning what you're learning, knowing what you're knowing, and getting through all of what you must get through. Love is the key to all of it. And this love in this love month, we would love you to see it extend to a love year and beyond. And be so powerful for you and so real for you that you would see how you can manipulate yourself and your life and yourselves with love. But really, this particular channel is all about the Valentine we have for you. The love we have for you. For choosing this time among all times, knowing full well that there were no givens, but that you would come here and work this, which some call the puzzle of dark and light, which we will call the experience of moving into the light. To become the lighthouses that you are. To learn the things that you're learning, and to be open to it all. There is more coming, dear ones, for you to experience and to know. What is your attitude toward the things you don't expect? Perhaps they can be ones of acceptance, understanding. When something happens, you don't expect it. Can you say, I didn't expect that, how wonderful? That is the maturity that you're learning. To know that these things are not necessarily what you think. And that's why we love you the way we do. All that is happening on the planet right now is something that you've helped create in some way or another. Even when you were on this side of the veil, even before the wind of birth, when you came into your mother's womb. But that's how we remember you, on my side, about ready to go in, and knowing that you don't know what's going to happen. And now you know why I love you the way I do, and why the entourage puts his arms around you right now and loves you the way they do. No greater love than what we have for you, for what you are. Thank you, dear women. Thank you. And so it is.